History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today, our guest host is Grace Buckman.
Today, we're chatting with Hannah Pettifer, a small business owner and author of Open Hands. And today, we're going to hear more about her story, how she came to know Jesus, and her ministry as well. So welcome to History Makers, Hannah.
I'm so glad to be here, Grace. Thank you.
So excited to have you. And first of all, Hannah, can you tell me a little bit about your background? So where were you born and raised?
I was born in Dallas, Texas, but raised here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where I've spent all of my known life, except for a brief stunt I did in Disney World in college.
Oh, very nice. What were you doing in Disney World? Was it like a work kind of marketing internship?
No, I did the Disney College program. So I worked in Magic Kingdom for the fall semester, and it was probably the best time of my life, but there's been a lot of other good times too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so obviously, so you grew up, I imagine, around lots of family. And what was it like for you growing up as a kid? Did you grow up in church, or was that something that you came to a bit later on in life?
I am really blessed to have two parents who love the Lord. And so I grew up not only in church, but as a pastor's daughter. So I'm a PK, preacher's kid. My dad actually, when I was in middle school, started his own church. And so we had a church plant that met in our home and then met in a local coffee shop. And that's my cat. And he, after a couple of years, decided that it wasn't healthy for our family to have a church at this point. And so we started going to a different church, in which I have found great community and a healthy family. And I'm very happy to be there.
Yeah, incredible. I love that. It's like the beauty of being able to grow up in the church with two parents who just love the Lord and really seeing how that impacts your life moving forward. And yeah, so I guess in terms of growing up, so you would have gone through school, through university and work. Were you able to maintain your faith throughout that? Sounds like you had a beautiful community around you. What did that look like for you growing up as well?
Oh, community was hard for me growing up, but I got saved at the age of 5. I understood the gospel miraculously. I do think it's kind of uncommon for 5-year-olds to really get it, but I remember not only getting it, but realizing that this was going to change the rest of my life and everything about me was going to be about Jesus. And so from the age of 5 on, I wouldn't consider it like a roller coaster, but like a slow hike, you know? Tedious at times, sometimes it's flat, but it's always going up. And the Lord has been really faithful in my life. There's been seasons of loneliness. There's been seasons of unsure of how the Lord is going to provide. And there's been seasons of joy beyond belief. And I do think the church has been a part of that, but particularly the church plant years and my kind of early high school years, I didn't really have any friends in the church. I was homeschooled. And so that made it a little bit more challenging. And the Lord helped me to rely on him, I guess, as opposed to other people. And then later in life, he gave me beautiful community and strong friendships and a healthy relationship with the church, which I think has made me appreciate it even more.
I actually love that, because I think sometimes, you know, at the start of our life, we can, and while community is fantastic for you, really to be able to have that time and that space for you to grow a lot closer in intimacy with the Lord and him really teaching you, I think that's a hugely strong foundation that then, just like when you said, as you do start to get more community and Christian friends, then you can build off that foundation instead of having to do it in reverse, because I think it can be a little bit harder sometimes later in life, really wrestling in those seasons of, yes, the joyful, happy times, but also the times where you've got death in friends or family or struggles with work or marriage or ministry. So I love that has been a part of your story as well. And so now what do you love to do? So are you still involved in your church? And I know we'll chat more about your ministry too, but what's God teaching you? How do you love to serve him at the moment?
I have a kind of interesting, flexible life. I own my own business, so a lot of my schedule is up for me. to decide. And I love to use that flexibility to be able to disciple people, serve alongside them, sleep sometimes. But I own a business where I do princess parties for kids and styled picnics for adults. Additionally, I work marketing for my dad's two small businesses. I teach ballet and I'm publishing a book. And so every day is different for me. And I love that. And the Lord has taught me to, first of all, recognize that all blessings are from Him. My life is not very predictable and my finances are not very certain. And so when I do get gigs or I get a job, I recognize that as the Lord's provision, perhaps more so than a person who has a traditional job or a corporate job. Even though we're all equally reliant on the Lord, I am very aware of it. And I'm very thankful for a life that reminds me that all good things come from the Lord.
Yeah, very true. I love that. And even just having the flexibility as a part of your schedule, which many of us don't, you know, when we are a little bit more stuck in that, the typical Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. But I love that a part of your life at the moment and hopefully continuing moving forward is having that flexibility to actually be able to do a lot of what we're called to as Christians, to disciple people and just to be able to catch up, pray, help those in need as well. So I love that. And that's personally something that I would love to start being more intentional about in my life as well. And just making sure that for us, work isn't everything. It's not the main thing that we have to spend all of our time with, but being able to have that beautiful, flexible schedule where we can be really intentional about discipling and getting involved in church and coming alongside people too. And your book as well. So can you tell me what was that process look like? Did you ever grow up thinking that you would write a book?
Honestly, yes. But I read a lot of fiction as a kid and I always loved to write and read. I did not expect to write a book about trusting God at the age of 24, but it happened and I'm super glad that it did. What was really interesting about the book is that I actually think it was an accident. And not an accident, there are no accidents with the Lord, but it's not like I sat down and wrote and thought, I'm writing a book today. The Lord just gave me so many words and then cleared my schedule, aka I got no gigs and had no money. But I said, I think it's time for me to sit down and write out these words that the Lord has put on my heart. And when I started, it's like I couldn't stop. It was just so much of the Lord. That's the Spirit was just like, here you go. And in the span of 2 months, I wrote the book, the first draft. And then immediately was like, okay, what do I do with this? And then soon enough was connected with the publisher. And then it has been harder to edit it than to write it, I think. But I'm amazed by the Lord because He threw such a surprise for me there, but not only did I need to hear those words, but I firmly believe that other people do as well. And so I'm really anticipating the Lord's work continued through Open Hands and the people that will read it and how even I need to read my own words to remember what the Lord taught me.
Yeah, definitely. And I know a big portion of your book is, of course, talking about kind of having our plans in open hands with the Lord. But what does that look like for you practically in your life? Have there been particular situations or stories, things that He's taught you that really inform that book as well?
So keeping your plans in open hands, I think, is this delicate balance between wanting something. Like, we're not just dropping things because they're hard or because we want them. And so I'm a big believer that we are in this world and we're not supposed to always divide the sacred and the secular. And so we get to hold these dreams. And for me, the biggest dream would be to be married. And so the struggle of dating, we just talked about that earlier, Grace, and I struggled with that. And the Lord reminded me that I get to hold those dreams, but I get to hold them loosely, and that He is a trustworthy God. He's not withholding good things from me. And so He might take away something. He might take away work, for example, paving the way for me to write this book, or He might give me something better than I anticipated. He might give me a book that I did not know was coming. And so I think even the very book itself proves its own point. And the editing process of the book, this is kind of a behind the scenes. There was a particular relationship that I was having trouble getting over, and it spurred the writing of the book. And then after I wrote the book, it continued to be messy. in ways that I would have never anticipated. And because of what the Lord taught me, I was able to face those issues and not only handle them for myself, but guide everyone else in the situation to handle it in a way that honored the Lord. And so I was really encouraged how the Lord equipped me to not only handle my own mess, but then guide other people to trust Him in messy situations.
That's the beauty of just being able to trust the Lord in the situations that He brings us through. Because I think sometimes we can be so just adverse to any situations that are hard, that make us uncomfortable. And whether it is with kind of navigating singleness or things that happen in work and ministry, but really just being able to trust God with that and knowing that in the good seasons and the bad seasons, He's always with us and He'll always turn it and use it for His glory, which is exactly what you've seen not only in the book, but just how you can speak about it, whether it's on podcasts like we did earlier today, or just being able to speak to other women around you as you're discipling and just really sharing that. I love that that's a big part of your journey as well. And it sounds like there'll potentially be other books in the future as well about the different things that the Lord is teaching you, whether it is then in that kind of marriage season that you have. And yeah, just being able to see where God takes you from here as well will be such a blessing. So do you, I guess, in terms of your like day-to-day ministry and discipleship, is Christian dating, is that something that is really on your heart and you love sharing about, or any particular areas that you love just to talk about people with and how God has impacted your life in that?
I think because the Lord brought me through such a long season of loneliness and had me puzzle out what community and then also relationships mean, that is the thing I'm most passionate about. Christian dating, yes, but also Christian friendships. How to be friends with people in different stages of life than you. What does it look like to be walking alongside the church? How can you be committed to the local church? How do you know if you should marry someone? Like all of these kind of relationship questions, as a very relational person and someone who has put a lot of work into relationships, this is something that I'm very passionate about. And I feel like the Lord has intentionally put both challenges and opportunities in my life to help me recognize that, man, He has created us to do life together. It's too good to do alone. I just read Genesis 1 and 2, and he made us for one another. And it is a holy and beautiful and rewarding effort to figure out how to best love and serve those around you, both in a romantic capacity and in a friendship capacity and in a church capacity, all of it.
That's good and encouraging. And yeah, I love that there's so many different facets of Christian relationships and how to navigate it. So yeah, I love that that is something that God has really been teaching you. And for anyone who is keen to see the book when it comes out, but also just hear more about you, your ministry, what you're doing, can you tell me where people can find all of that as well?
I would be honored if you would follow me at Princess Hannah Writes. I actually have friends that I only know through Instagram. So like, don't be afraid to send me a DM. If something I said resonated with you, I would love to know. Send me a message. And you can look at my website, GraceIn, which is GRACEIN.com. You'll be able to see links for my books, whether it's pre-order or if it's available by the time you listen to this, as well as blog posts and any other paraphernalia that I have going on.
Perfect. Well, Hannah, it has been such a pleasure just getting to hear more about your story and your ministry. And I reckon you're a history maker and definitely keen, especially for when the book comes out and just to see all that God does through your life. So appreciate you coming on History Makers today and looking forward to seeing where God takes it from here.
Thank you very much, Grace. Let's keep those plans in open air.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.